And can you tell me a bit about the course itself? What did you study on the course?
Yes, I was a very bad student because I spent most of my time planning trips, expeditions and things while I was here, of which I got a huge amount of support from the college. But it was the contextual side of ecology, understanding environmental sciences through ecology. I did a lot of stats, which I hated, and I did a lot of discussions about the future of environmentalism from a political point of view and also from a practical point of view.
And were the classes mainly sort of practical based, or were they
lectures? The lectures and laboratory and field work. Some of the best times of the field work up in the Lake District and things like that.
Can you tell me about the sorts of things you
did? Well, it was the first time we went out to try and monitor, try and understand landscape. And to do that, you've got to measure what's on the ground. You've got to do it in detail. So out come the quadrants and doing that kind of level of detail. And that, to this day, is still important in my life. Because if you want to understand the complexity of the world, you've got to understand the detail.
Mm-hmm.
So very basic environmental, ecological monitoring we learned. And several of those trips, including a significant one to the Lake District, understanding the importance of water and how precious that was.
And were these trips all UK-based?
All UK-based with the college. But while I was at the college, I was encouraged to form an exploration society, the Polytechnic Central London Exploration Society, which I formed with a guy called Richard Matthews. And then we started, through that society, to do a large number of overseas expeditions.
Mm-hmm.